DHS, Ohio man faces charges for terroristic threats against ICE agents. By Amy Furr on July 20, 2025. A man in Cincinnati, Ohio, is accused of making violent threats against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents and a federal official online. The suspect is identified as Anthony Kelly, whom federal authorities recently took into custody, Fox News reported Saturday. In a social media post, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin shared screenshots of posts Kelly allegedly made. In one, it appears he wrote, "Thanks for giving we the people permission to shoot your hashtag Gestapitos hashtag Tom Homan." In another post, he appeared to threaten DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Anthony Kelly out of Cincinnati, Ohio has been taken into federal custody for making terroristic threats against ICE agents. Kelly will face federal charges for threatening to assault, kidnap, and murder a United States official, McLaughlin's post read. During the search, HSI Cincinnati recovered one firearm and ammunition from his residence. Thank you to our law enforcement. These threats will not be tolerated. You will be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, she added. The news comes not long after DHS reported a San Antonio City Council candidate was calling for the shooting of ICE agents in Los Angeles, California. Per Breitbart News, noting the man is a self-described Democrat political consultant. Watch, we don't fuck around, anti-ICE protest turns into bridge brawl. In addition, a man from Jamestown, New York, was recently charged with threatening to kill an ICE agent and his children, according to Breitbart News. Following an investigation, federal prosecutors arrested and charged 43-year-old Matthew White of Jamestown with communicating interstate threats after he allegedly threatened ICE agents with murder on several occasions in social media posts. The defendant stands accused of making vile threats against officers and agents who risk their lives every day to uphold an oath they swore to protect the public, even those who wish them harm. There is no place in our community for such hate against any human beings, including and especially innocent children, ICE's Aaron Keegan said in a statement. The outlet also reported in June that ICE agents were facing a 500% rise in assaults as they worked to find and arrest illegal aliens across America, according to DHS data.